your host, Ingrid Thompson, and you're listening to So You Want to Start a Business, podcast interviews for people starting a business or thinking about starting a business. There's never been a better time to start your own business. The rules are changing, and it's becoming easier to start a business of your own, make money, and create a life you love. Every fortnight, we bring you interviews with entrepreneurs, startups, and business people who share their knowledge, wisdom, and experience about their startup journey. Are you ready? Let's go. Today we meet Sophie Robertson, founder and creative director of Atoll by Sophie Robertson. Beautiful scarves. Scarves are one of life's essentials. Choosing from my own scarf wardrobe is one of my favorite parts of getting dressed every day. Each scarf has its own place in the world. Sophie has taken the art of photography and combined it with scarf making to create her startup business. Here's Sophie to tell us her startup story. Hello, and today we are here with Sophie Robertson from Sophie Robertson Scarves. Welcome, Sophie.
Hello, thank you, Ingrid.
Okay, so let's start with our first question. Why did you start your business?
I started my business because I wanted to create something unique from the photographs that I'd taken. I was diving and taking underwater photography. I was living on a boat in Cairns, and I had all these images, and I wanted to use the images to create something unique. And I wanted to start a fashion business, and so I was looking at starting an accessories brand, and naturally it progressed into the silk being printed digitally with my images.
Lovely. Yeah. And how long ago was this?
That was about 3 years ago now.
Okay, so you started this business about 3 years ago.
Yes.
And you started it with the intention of starting a business, although photography had been part of your hobby. But yeah. When did it feel like you were in business? When did you sort of get to the point where you felt like, right, this is actually a business?
I think it started, I was selling, but it was at a certain pace. It was when I was contacting buyers, say, for Harrods, and they were actually responding and actually wanting to meet in London. I felt like, wow, I must be a business, you know?
Got a Harrods website.
So that's when I started to feel like, yeah, it is a business. And then when I was working with other companies to create scarves for them, they were ordering regularly with quite substantial orders. It started to feel bigger and like it was growing and like it was paying off.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah. So how did you know that customers wanted these scarves or wanted the colours, how did you know? Yeah.
So initially, when I first started the business, when I was making samples, I was working in an office and I used to bring in the samples and show the women at work. They responded really positively to the scarves and they were buying from me. Women were then seeing the scarves that these ladies were wearing and they were asking to buy as well. So from that I was gauging that the colours were popular and that the prints, they might just sell and I might be able to make a business from it.
So you were taking it to people you sort of knew, and then it grew to people you didn't know, and then beyond that.
Yes.
Lovely.
And so not from just the website.
And from the website.
People were buying, and they didn't know who I was.
So yeah. Yeah. Do you remember making that first, not just your mum, do you remember making that first sale on the website to someone you absolutely didn't know?
Yes, it was very exciting.
It's very exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, and I remember seeing someone wearing my scarf on the street in Sydney.
Oh, wow.
And I lost it.
Did you rush up to them and take a photo?
No, I didn't.
Oh dear. So having a website and funding the ability to buy the scarves and those sorts of things took a bit of money. And you're still quite young. How did you get the money to start with? Did you need very much? You don't have to tell me how much, but you know, a lot of people have, you know, a lot of businesses cost between $5,000 and $10,000 to get started. Yeah. You know, how did you fund the early days?
I was quite lucky to begin with. I had some friends that were creative as well, so they could help with website costs. Mm-hmm. I think I was lucky that I didn't pay as much for my first website. And also I borrowed some money from a family member.
Mm-hmm.
I was lucky to be able to do that and then pay them back.
Mm. Nice.
When I could.
Yeah.
And
just as an aside, we know that friends and family are where a lot of people get their money from to start with.
Yes.
Sometimes they want input. Did your family member let you just get on with it, or did they start thinking that they knew what you had to do in the business as well?
I was quite lucky. He trusted my judgment and had seen things I'd created before.
Yeah.
No, he let me on with it.
Oh, good. That's good. That's nice. Great. So what's one thing that you really wish you had done differently?
I think I wish I'd just started earlier and, you know, failed earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I like failing because I learn so quickly, and I just wish that I'd started, you know, when I was 18, because
mm-hmm.
I wonder where I would have been mm-hmm. now, you know, mm-hmm. and then in 10 years, mm-hmm. you know, where I'll be.
Yeah. It's exciting to think that, isn't it?
Yeah.
And what do you really wish you'd known from the start? And that's a slightly different question. You know, what have you learned that if somebody had told you at the beginning might have either saved you time or money or yeah. effort?
I wish that I'd put more systems into place with, you know, starting an Excel spreadsheet and actually using it. I think a number of times I started an Excel spreadsheet and was very happy with the way it looked, but actually never put input into it. So I maybe should have done that. There's a lot of mental maths. Like, I'm making profit. That's a good thing.
That's a good thing. So, there was money in the bank, so yeah. that must be okay.
Yeah, it was spending.
So you wish you'd actually set up some systems and processes and actually yes, used your Excel spreadsheet.
I think that would have helped.
Yeah. So who, apart from yourself, has been the greatest assistance to you and your business? So obviously the person who lent you the money was of assistance, but yeah. who else, and you, whether you mention their name or not, but just in context of what they actually helped you, how they helped you with your business.
Yes. So I've been extremely lucky. I've had a fashion mentor throughout the process, even when, you know, my business was just an idea. He was there and pushing me along the way and having a different perspective on things, like looking at potential hazards along the way that I maybe was too naive to see. He was seeing that for me, so that's been a great help, and I can't say enough how much you need a mentor along the way. And I think mm. right from the start, if you're lucky enough to have a mentor, yeah,
it's so for makes you a difference. It was somebody in the industry.
Yes.
Do you think that was part of what helped your success, to look for somebody Definitely. In your industry who's Definitely. Doing the same kind I think of thing?
Because I got some insights that maybe would take a few years.
Mm.
And, you know, I was lucky enough to be introduced to some contacts that, you know, it would take you a few years down the line to meet.
Mm.
I think that definitely helps. Also meeting other people, other mentors in other realms of the world, like in finance, that helps as well. For me,
yeah.
I don't like to think about finance, but it really does help having that input.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. And I just know that earlier we were discussing the fact that sort of hanging out with people who are, what was your expression, thinking big?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me yeah. again what you were saying earlier about that, about
I
being
think,
with the right people.
Yes. I think it's really important to surround yourself with people who do think, you know, huge, ginormous.
Mm.
Think big. Don't think, oh, I'll make enough so that I can, you know, feed my family, or, you know, think, you know, so that I can travel the world and have huge goals, have goals that you think are ridiculous, because it makes you think larger.
Mm.
And then when you're speaking to other people, when you're speaking to the stockists, you are selling larger volumes because you're thinking bigger.
Thinking bigger.
I think it really yeah. helps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
So if someone came along to you and said, I'm thinking of starting a business,
yes.
what would you say to them?
I would say, are you sure? But put your seatbelt on and enjoy the ride. But I would say less thinking, more doing. Just make it happen. And that's half the battle, just doing. Mm. I think a lot of people I've heard over the years say they want to do something, and I think half of the problem is just doing it.
Mm.
You know, so just do it and fail as many times as you can. Enrolling in courses, I think it's really important to just keep up with your education.
Mm-hmm.
If there's something you don't know, then you know, enroll in a short course, and don't be afraid to ask people.
Mm.
I always ask questions, and I feel people are always really kind, and they always want to give back. And I've been blown away in the past by how some people have really gone out of their way to help me. And yeah, you know, I'd never be where I am without them.
Mm.
But asking in the first place gets the idea in their head, you know?
Yeah.
There's something in that.
You can't do it on your own, can you?
No.
No.
No, I couldn't.
You can't. So if you think about yourself, what key characteristics do you think you have that makes you successful in business? And this question is different for everybody, but when you think about what is it that you do that your characteristics that have made you successful?
I believe having really successful mentors mm-hmm. around me.
Mm-hmm.
My mum is my biggest fan. That always helps. But actually not always listening to family and
mm-hmm.
considering other people's opinions. I think that's a good thing to keep in mind. I think social media can be a huge asset.
Mm-hmm.
I think definitely use social media to your advantage, especially in 2015. I think it's really, really important, especially for promoting a business.
Mm.
Try and keep up with all the latest trends and technology.
And you have a particular favourite, a couple of favourites in social media for your business, don't you?
Yes. My favourite at the moment is Instagram. I like to use Instagram for various competitions, or we did an idea of a scarf a day. So 30 days up until Mother's Day, we did a scarf a day, taking images either from the stockists or the customers sent in images. I took images and we used it, and it was a really collaborative process and it was fun. Mm. And I think that's why it was successful. But sales went up 400% because of that.
Just in 30 days.
Yeah.
Wow, isn't that fantastic? Yeah. So that was your second. So having mentors around you, social media.
I think also believing in yourself, because if you don't believe, then no one else is going to. Mm. And just looking after yourself and your well-being so that you can be the best you can.
Mm.
You know.
So you mean health and mental.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Keep in check.
So if they're the characteristics for you, and so going back to this fictitious potential startup person coming to you and saying, what would you think they need to have if they're going to be a startup? You said that, you know, click their seatbelt and get in for the ride. And but, you know, what sort of attributes or characteristics do you think they need that they may not have thought of, you know, in terms of a startup?
I would say definitely have a business plan written down so that it can, you know, it will change 100 times, but at least have something to start with.
Mm-hmm.
Get some mentors in place,
ready,
because I think it can only help. And I would say just, surround yourself with like-minded people. Maybe, you know, join a collective group of entrepreneurs or startups, because I think it can only help, and consider technology. I think that's the future.
Mm. Absolutely, with the technology. Yeah. Now, you have a favourite quote from one of the fashion designers, and the way you describe it and the way you use the quote for yourself, can you tell me about that?
Yes, I can. So it's Paul Smith. I really like, he mentions that there's a lot of people in the fashion business, but a lot of people only concentrate on the fashion side of things and less so the business.
Mm.
And I was definitely guilty of that, concentrating on all the fun stuff, but less so looking after, you know, the Excel spreadsheets and thinking about the finance side of things. Mm. I always keep that in mind.
Mm.
And, it's good.
That it's a fashion business.
Yeah. And, you know, Paul Smith has been a huge success, and I think that is why, because he is always considering, you know, at the end of the day, it is a business.
Yeah, It is a business.
Yeah.
And Sophie, do you imagine broadening out from scarves, or will you stay in this niche environment of scarves?
Yes, I think at the moment I'm concentrating on the scarves, but I'm definitely open to growing the range, looking into accessories. I like collaborating with others. I'm actually going to New York for 3 months, where I'm a friend, she makes leather purses, so we're considering doing a collaboration together. And also at the moment I'm selling speakeasy candles online. A friend of mine in Sydney, she hand pours these candles, so speakeasy candles. And then I'm selling my sister, who is an artist in London. She makes cards. She makes collage cards that I sell as well. I'm open to having the website as an online portal with, you know, friends of Sophie Robertson sold.
That's nice. And that website is?
It's www.sophieRobertson.com.
Lovely. Thanks so much, Sophie. It's been such a pleasure talking to you, and your scarves are exquisite. I'll put all the links in the underneath here and on the iTunes so that people can find you. And we look forward to talking to you again when you get back from New York, maybe.
Thank you.
Hey, if you're listening to this podcast, chances are you have a great idea for your own business startup. We understand you're keen to put time and energy into creating your own business. This podcast is designed in partnership with all of you who want to create your own thriving business. If you want to hear more interviews with business people telling their startup stories, subscribe to this podcast on your preferred podcast provider. If you're interested in finding out more about how you can turn your great idea into a thriving business, head over to soyouwanttostartabusiness.com.au and check out the other podcasts and our blog. We have an online training program, especially for early startups and for people thinking about starting their own business. You can subscribe to our online training program, and by the end of the weekend, you can know if your business idea is a viable business option. Here's to your startup success.